It is Friday, September 18th, and it's time for this.
I can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Do I have to?
Forced movie reviews.
You forced me to do this.
That's so funny. Okay, I had to watch Love Affair with Annette Bening and
Warren Beatty. Dawn, I don't mean to stop you. I mean, this is your segment, but why do you have to start so negatively with I was forced to? I mean, couldn't you change? I had to. I mean,
all just, right. Yeah. If you did not hear it earlier,
welcome
this
to the segment.
Thank you, exactly, Lex. Yeah,
you're already fighting.
If you didn't hear my Instagram post or see it on Instagram earlier this week, if you didn't hear it on the show, here it is about my thoughts before I watched it.
Hello, friends. It's time for Force Movie Reviews. I have to review Love Affair from 1994, which is a remake. This has Warren Beatty and Annette Bening in it, and Katharine Hepburn's last performance, apparently. It has a 30% on Rotten Tomatoes. Jason went on and on about it forever, how it's one of his favorite movies ever. He's never mentioned it before. Which I think is interesting. I'm hoping to see some high-waisted pants because it was made in 1994. Some of the bad reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. So sad, this is Hepburn's last performance. Another great one here from David Anson from Newsweek. Love Affair takes such pains to dodge vulgarity, it forgets to put anything in its place. And a lot of the other ones, for some reason, have been removed. Quote, not available. This is going to be awful. And I can't wait till it's over.
Just focusing on the negative.
Oh, let's my gosh. Oh, gosh. So anyway, well, critics agree with me. The top critics, it was 20% on Rotten Tomatoes, I'd like to point out. All right, so let's get into this. I have to get this first out of the way. Annette Bening is so beautiful in this movie. She you know, this is a remake of a classic old film. So they used a very foggy, like they wiped Vaseline on the lens that they use with Barbra Streisand all the time to make people look very old school and beautiful. Annette Bening, she looks great. She's 36 in this movie. You're like, wow, she is just a beautiful, classic looking actress, okay? Warren Beatty, on the other hand, is 58. He has a mouth like a Muppet, and he has so much makeup on. I'm like, he looks awful. They're trying to make him look like this young leading man. You're nearly 60, okay? And good for you for getting a wife who's 36 in real life, but wow. Okay.
Yeah, they were already married at this point? Or?
I'm not sure. This is where they got together.
Yeah, thank you, Lex, for asking that very important question. This movie spurred their love. This is just like it stirred love in my heart.
Okay, all right. So I would say the tagline of this should be, take a chance, follow lust. If somebody tells you they are engaged, which Annette Bening's character in the movie, she says, I'm engaged and I'm madly in love with my fiance. Why would you pursue that? The plot is this, and spoiler alert, I'm going to tell you the twist that really isn't a twist. They meet on an airplane and then the airplane starts to go down and they have to emergency land in like Fiji. Okay. Then they have to, they're on their way to Australia. Then they have to take a ship, like a cargo ship, which, by the way, has a beautiful interior, like it's a cruise ship. It's just so weird. And then they have to spend time on the ship. He's pursuing her. He's known as a playboy. He's like a sports, an ex-NFL player. And then he becomes a sportscaster. And so he's known and very famous for being this playboy. Well, he is engaged also. They're both engaged. So they start this affair with each other. They end up on this island that his aunt just magically lives on, who is Katharine Hepburn, which, oh my gosh, at times she sounds like an old cat. Why is she wearing head to toe clothes? She's in Tahiti, okay? She is wearing clothes up to her neck. It is hot. It is a tropical location. And why is she covered? Why are they putting her in taupe? In head to toe clothes.
She's a cat. I mean, she's
She's like, oh. And it's like, God, Katharine Hepburn.
Are you making fun of Katharine Hepburn?
She is. I'm sorry, I can't help. Is happening. This is happening right now. She's making fun of
Listen,
Katharine Hepburn.
She was great in it for what she was given, but I think that she's at some points, I'm like, oh, poor thing. Now, this is the one movie where she says the F word in her whole career.
Yeah.
She's talking about how swans are monogamous, but ducks are not. And she's basically saying that her nephew, who is Warren Beatty in the movie, that he is a duck and that he's not monogamous. And so, but she says, blank a duck, if you want to blank a duck. But she doesn't even really say the F part of it because she knows she's so mortified that she has to say this on film. I will say Gary Shandling is funny in the movie. So it all comes down to this. They agree to meet up at the Empire State Building in 3 months to the day, to the time. Because, boy, that's not a trope that's used all the time.
No, stop it right now, McClane. You need to acknowledge fake news, McClane, fake news. This movie that it's based on was the creator of this trope. So, yes, now it's tired and overused. Okay. But the source material for this movie was the first one to actually do this.
Okay.
Just fake news. Fake news.
All right. So this wasn't a twist. So what happens is that he goes there. She's on her way. They've both broken up with their respective lovers. To be together forever. So he's up there waiting for her. And she doesn't make it because she's hit by a car outside.
So
he thinks she never shows up. But for the rest of the movie, he thinks that she just didn't care and didn't. Yeah. And then he runs into her again. And then she's not telling him that she's been paralyzed from the waist down and is in sitting on her couch but doesn't get up. That wasn't a twist. A twist is if the audience is surprised by the plot point that wasn't previously revealed to them. This is just one character doesn't know about a detail about the other one. That's dumb.
You don't find this romantic at all?
No. Why is that not a reason to be with somebody just because you're in a wheelchair? Come on.
Lex, she didn't want to be judged for her.
Oh, no, I get that.
For her.
Something she couldn't help?
Yeah, right. She couldn't help it, Lex.
Oh, my gosh.
So what happens? He finds out? And then
yeah, at the end, you know, because he's a painter. And probably, I guess. So he's a painter and, you know, he painted this picture of her in Fiji. She finds it at a restaurant. He just sold it to some restaurant. So she buys the painting. He finds out where she lives, goes to her house around Christmas and kind of, there's this, oh God, it's, I don't even want to hear myself talk anymore. Yes, they're together forever at the end.
He sees her at the theater, Lex.
The painting, well, he just gave it away to this because he was so just heartbroken. He's like, I don't want this anymore. I don't even want to go into how the woman at the restaurant. Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Dawn, what do you have against love? Why don't you love, Dawn?
I don't want people to see this and be like, oh, I love at first sight. It's lust. You don't know the person. You've only known them for like 6 hours on a ship. Let's get real here. I don't want people to do this and then end up marrying 8 people in their lives because every person that just tickles their fancy for a few seconds on an airplane, then they're going to break up their marriage.
I know some guys like that.
I know. And they probably learned it from films like this.
Guys that will leave their family on Christmas morning. Those type of guys.
Yeah. D- for this one. Only because Katharine Hepburn is in it and she's a legend.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful score. Anyway. So
she did sound like an old cat at times. I'm sorry. She
Dawn.
Did.
Dawn.
What does an old cat sound like?
Like Katharine Hepburn.
It is
likes to bleep like a duck.
Henry the loons are out. I can't believe you made fun of Katharine Hepburn.
I'm sorry. I had had it at that point.